Hey everyone, welcome back to Bottles and Bottles, the uncut, unfiltered, unprepared podcast where we talk a little bit about whiskey and a lot about the journeys of becoming a first-time dad. Just me and Adam here today. We actually have a product review outside of whiskey, because I know we do a lot of whiskey reviews and stuff like that, but we have a baby product. And to give another quick update, if you didn't listen to the last episode, Morgan and I are about 30 weeks, so we're getting close.
Under 2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Right about 2 months.
Okay.
Due date's October 19th, so right in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
And but really, at any time, once September hits, I mean, you got to have your bags packed and ready to roll, because the baby could come at any time.
Right.
So we're kind of on baby watch now. We got most of, you know, the baby's room is done. We took your advice and we talked about our parenting styles.
Ooh.
Which is a great tip.
Break that down for me.
So
that is a big one that I am curious on.
Yeah. Before we get into that, we're drinking something special. This was given to me at our baby shower. It was in one of the gift bags. It's just funny because you're opening up diapers and pacifiers and bottles and all these things. And then like I unwrap this one, I'm thinking, man, this thing's heavy. This must be like a sound machine, and it's a bottle of whiskey. And there was, sure enough, there was a bottle of wine in there from Morgan too. So Miles, shout out. Thanks, buddy. This is the Whiskey War. Is it barrel proof?
Barrel proof.
Barrel proof. I don't even know what the proof is on this one.
I think it was a 116 and change.
116 and change. You are correct. Actually, 118. Yeah. Well, they kind of vary, I guess.
It is a barrel proof.
What is this one?
Let me grab it real quick.
Grab that bottle. Whiskey Wars is cool. So we're in Cleveland, Ohio. This is
a 58.25%. That'd be a 116.50.
Okay. Yeah. So they're based out of Columbus. Mm-hmm. They don't.
Great company. They believe in the 1% for the planet.
Yeah.
Business practice. I believe it's a High Bank Distillery. Which, if you guys haven't been, take a quick peel over to their website. They do some great foods. Looks like they've got food to go. But High Bank Distillery, it's based out of, I'm sorry if I'm butchering this, if anybody's from Columbus area, Gahanna.
I think they're actually Grandview Heights.
Are they?
Yeah, that says on the bottle. So this is blended and bottled by High Bank Distillery Co.
Okay.
Grandview Heights, Ohio.
That might,
maybe their restaurants in Gahanna.
Sounds about right. Gahanna.
At any rate, Whiskey War, barrel proof.
Some good 2022 World Spirit competition. They've got some different variations. High Bank Co. is a blend that they market. I'm sorry. Whiskey War would be a blend, straight whiskey, handcrafted in small batches.
Right.
There's a blue label. There's a green label, what we have, which is a barrel proof. And then they have a midnight cask.
Ooh. This is really good, man. And I'll tell you what.
The midnight cask is finished in port wine barrels.
So it's like an Angel's Envy kind of
thing. Correct. Which I'd be interested to pair or compare them.
Well, I'll have to pick it up. This is really good. So here's
they've got a gin. They've got a vodka.
It's not my game.
I'm not a big vodka guy, but I can really get behind some gins. I feel like everybody, for those of you that are going to be listening to this in the future, I feel like people are writing off gin. And I think gin is going to be something big in the future.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm reading this bottle, and I didn't really notice this before. In 1875, Henry Corbin took a chance and opened a saloon in an area known to strongly oppose the consumption of distilled spirits. Not once, but twice, his saloon was blown up. So he went into an area that basically people were like, no, you can't distill spirits here. So he tried to open up his own saloon, gets blown up. Screw him. I'm going to do it again. Opens up another one, gets blown up.
It's kind of like that scene from Family Guy where he keeps blowing up the farm barn house.
I don't know Family Guy.
Oh man, it was so funny. So there's Peter, and he tries to blow up a farmhouse of Amish, And the Amish are great people, and they just go ahead and reassemble it, and he tries to blow it up again, and they just reassemble it. It's this gift that goes on.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me ramble there, but
no, that's cool. So this Henry Corbin, so his saloon gets blown up. After the second time, he approaches people who are protesting him, getting ready to set up another one, right? He's going, screw it, I'm doing it again.
Yeah.
And there's protesters there kind of blocking him from continuing to build. And he shows up with two pistols drawn at the protesters. And that is how it became known as Whiskey War.
Wow.
That's a cool story.
That's
plus
really
the guy,
cool.
Plus the guy's last name is Corbin. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Love that.
Kudos to that. If you go on their website, there is a really cool story as to why High Bank. Just a quick hit of what this leads into from their our story. Columbus, Ohio was founded February 14th, 1812 on the High Bank of the Scioto and Olentangy River Fork.
River Fork, okay.
High Bank Distillery.
Yeah.
Is the distillery that makes it.
Okay.
And then you can click through to their full story. And there's some really cool history and background here. I will save it for you to kind of reach that website on your own, highbankdistillery.com. Take a minute to read through it. I won't bore you with the details if you don't want to. Cool photos. Really, really interesting. I like that.
Really cool. Like this is, it's a cool brand, and I didn't know a ton about it, but man, this is good. Now, you don't typically go for the higher proof stuff.
We'll say it's
pretty tame for a high proof on my
116 and a half. I mean, I was complaining about B522 from Elijah Craig being 121, which is low. If I'm looking for a barrel proof, you know, I kind of want my mouth on fire. So I've really been appreciating what they've come out with on the front of Booker the last couple of months.
Hey, here's something you're going to like.
Talk to me.
This is a high rye blend.
Oh, God.
And I do see it is sourced from Tennessee and Indiana.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Man, whiskey is such a cool thing. It really takes on a lot of flavor of where you're growing everything. And it's a mark in time, which I think is also coolly paired with other things that are of pop culture currently of what I'm interested in, Bitcoin. Another imprint of time.
True.
We can get into that another day, but whiskey, from what we all enjoy, is an imprint in time based off of the trees in American oak that are grown in American soil.
So cool.
Are what age the distillate that mm-hmm. is put into it.
Yeah.
But even on the year, the corn, the grains, it is a mark from that point in time.
Yeah.
And as we, you know, sail through the cosmos and wherever this galaxy is kind of careening towards.
Oh, God, we're getting deep.
We're at that point of this is what we have and this is what we're producing. It's just a snapshot in this bottle in time.
Man.
So it's cool to see where, you know, it's come from of what the basis is in the history. But
yeah,
this is a bottle of where we're at today.
It's a bottle of history.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and
cool.
I love sitting here with friends like you and Bill and others that do join.
Yeah.
Where we're able to kind of share of what is going on. I know we just finished the Shoot the Shit Saturday on a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's a great way to pass time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, check out Whiskey War. This is really good stuff. I'll tell you, I'm really impressed. So thanks again, Miles, for getting that for us as a gift. And let's jump into the next part here, which is a product review. It's something else we got.
Let's talk
at the baby shower.
Resting with Hatch.
Yes. So this in front of us, if you're watching on YouTube, is a sound machine slash nightlight.
From right, why am I going to need this? I'm looking at the back of the box and it has what seems to be a nice snapshot of what your little one's room looks like.
Yeah.
There's a little crib that's there with a nest, a rest hatch next to it. Sound machine. Why am I going to need this?
So it's something for, and I think we've talked about this before, some babies just need an external sound to kind of keep them out of the silence. I'm actually the same way. So it's just kind of
Well, that pays respect to where they've been. There's always constantly been sound from, you know, when they've had
their
development at that point. Is there a better way to reference that?
When they're in the womb.
They're early, you know, stages of fetushood.
Fetushood. That's the technical term. Yes, we're going to go with fetushood. So during their fetushood, they are used to having a lot of those other sounds going on.
You got the heartbeat. You got mom digesting food.
Lots of ice cream in there. I
know
that.
I could go for a nice scoop right now. Like, I've been craving some Mitchell's.
Oh, dude, Mitchell's is great. We got a whole freezer full. You're welcome to it.
I may need a scoop before I scoot out of here.
But this is from a company called Hatch.
Okay.
And what I've really liked about them, and you can only see so much, but...
And this is a product among other products.
Oh, there's tons out there.
They've got a full collection.
Tons out there.
Okay.
What I liked about this one is, one, their branding. Because let's face it, that's the first thing we're going to see when you're looking at a product is the branding. Branding is super clean.
I like the shape of it. It seems fairly sleek.
Yeah. It's a very, very sleek looking machine. I liked the adjustability of it.
Did you take measurements for decibels? How loud it gets?
I didn't, but I think they tell you that on their website. Their website is, what is it, Hatch? I'll put it in the description below, but I think it's hatch.co. Yeah, hatch.co, H-A-T-H.co. Now, the cool thing about this is there's an app that comes with it.
So you can control this thing remote.
You can control this thing remotely.
Yeah.
It's got a ton of different sounds on it. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 sounds. Pretty great. Mm-hmm. And you can change the color of the light. You can change the intensity of the light, as I'm doing right now, which I think is pretty cool.
Is it a feature that can you dial it in?
Yeah, you can do a custom color.
Nice.
It's got a wheel.
I like that.
So you can do pretty much anything. And the sounds are super relaxing. Obviously, you can turn the light off too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you notice there's no buttons on this thing, right? So how do you control it?
Voice control.
You can I don't know if you can control it through like the A word. I'm just going to say it, Alexa.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any devices in my house. But I don't know if you can or not, but I do know they have a really cool app, and there's a ring around the outside of the top. You can change settings via that ring.
Oh, that's cool.
You basically just touch it. Mm. So I've been super impressed with it. I really like the products they have, and they have a ton of really cool products on their website. This is called the Hatch Rest.
Okay.
And they also have one called the Restore, which I'm planning on buying. It's a little bit more of an adult looking one, and it comes with a nightlight and a clock.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool, because I like having sounds at night, you know? So I actually turned this on last night and slept with it. I used the Rain version. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it or not, but you might be able to hear it. Maybe it'll just sound like noise, but it's basically just rain. Yeah, swing your mic over. There it is. Oh, that's a nice sound. I like that. Super peaceful. So that was the rain. That was
so
really nice.
That solves a big problem, for me at least. So I think I'm going to look into that product.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing, and I don't like it very much, where I've been putting on the TV at night and playing a YouTube where it's a black screen, but it's like it still leaves a TV on. So when I wake up, the first thing I get hit with is I've got to interact with the TV.
Yeah.
The beauty about technology, of where it intersects of where our reality is and some other device, this holds a big place because I don't need to really interact with this. You've got the dial that you can interact with.
Correct.
I don't want to be hit with, when I first wake up, I've got to grab a remote and then turn off the TV. Because very easily I can go on to, I'll just change the channel to Bloomberg.
Okay.
And then I'm just hit with information. It's better with this, in my opinion, as I'm thinking about it, to just have that peaceful time where I don't have a TV.
Yeah.
It's another product that is devoted to a sense of calming.
Absolutely. And here's a cool thing. If you take a look at this app, one super clean setup, but you can also schedule things. So you can schedule a wake up noise.
Is this tied in with Apple's apps?
Yeah, you can you can tie it in with like Apple Home and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
And there's also timers on it. So you can set a timer.
Do they have any other like interface apps? Is it go through like, is there a watch version?
I don't know.
I'm always interested to see on how some of these companies integrate with the rest of it. And the only reason why I bring that up is because I recently bought one of those Apple TVs. Great product.
Yeah.
But that specifically can act as a base for your home as like a, you know, the
your home station.
Exactly. So I'm not sure if they have like an app in there where you could settle that up or if you need to do it on your phone. But.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just wanted to give you the basic overview. Mm-hmm. Super impressed with this thing. And it seems really high quality. It's very light. It's got a small footprint. You do have to plug it in to actually have it work. But the fact that you can change the lights, the app is really intuitive and quick to sign up for and all that kind of stuff. They've got a QR code in there. And actually in the box was a 10% discount code for the adult version, the Restore.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm like, well...
So
yeah.
This initially is marketed to parents as something for children.
Correct.
And then they're like, hey, this is great for them.
I want one.
It's even better for you.
And I think this still looks good, even for an adult version. But I think the adult version looks a little bit more sophisticated.
A little bit more sophisticated. I'll give you a quick breakdown if you guys can't see what I'm about to show.
I'll pop it on the screen. Don't worry. I'll do that. And
so what I was showing you there was just a quick layout of it. Basically looks like a 3/4 outline of a sun. And then on the bottom, you have a little clock on there. And it looks very peaceful. I think this is a nice product that deserves a consideration in everybody's home. They also have another, from what it seems like, there's a clock on another version that they have at the very bottom of the same shape of that product.
That they have the Rest, I think it's called the Rest Plus or something along those lines. This is just the basic version, which is all we really needed for that. I think for adults, for my wife and I, we'll probably end up with one of those Plus versions so that we get the extra features. And, I mean, here's the other great thing, because this is going to go in the baby's room, right?
Yeah.
Where does the baby sleep for the first like 6 freaking months?
They're with you.
They're with us.
More often than not. Because you've got the bassinet.
Correct.
That's going to be in
your room. The bassinet's already in our bedroom. So now we're going to have one for, kind of travel, I guess you could call it.
They've got this go version of this, don't they?
Yeah. Super cool product. I'm really, really impressed. And being the tech nerd that I am, my wife calls me a tech nerd. I love this kind of stuff. I love looking into baby monitors and the specs of everything. And that's the kind of stuff I get into. And I've looked at a lot of these different types of sound machines / night lights. We didn't really need, I think there's some options out there that you can get a diffuser with it too, but I didn't want to overcomplicate the process. I want this to be something that's really plug and play. We're going to have a separate diffuser that's made for diffusing. I don't like to mix too many electronics together, having to combine a nightlight, a sound machine, and adding distilled water to something and essential oils. I don't know. It just gets a little messy for me.
I know it would be a form of convenience, but I very much believe in, as I stated earlier, you get a TV for a TV.
Yeah.
You got a sound machine for a sound machine. Diffuser for a diffuser.
Right.
Sometimes you got to stay in your lane in order to get quality. Not to say this isn't quality. This is a great product. I picked it up. It's got a nice build to it. Nice soft touch feel from the
The texture. It's like a matte finish on the outside. But to that point, it's kind of like going to a restaurant. I mean, if I want,
I'm not getting a steak from a seafood place. I'm not getting seafood from a steak place.
Right. If I want Italian food.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to an Italian restaurant. I'm not going to go to a place that serves Italian food, Chinese food, Mexican food, Australian food, whatever. I want to go to a place that's specialized in that, where they are specialized in creating this calming environment. Even the light. Look at the light itself.
Yeah.
They could have just had that thing light up the entire cylinder, but it's got that nice little gradient to it.
There's a lot of thought to the production.
Which is very soft and just calming. So I felt that they were an expert in that category. So Hatch, well done. Very, very well done. I'm liking it. I cannot wait for Baby G, which is what we've been calling the baby. Baby G to experience this.
You're not getting a gender.
Nope.
Until day of.
Day of, I'm going to be shouting it out. And it's going to be...
Oh, you're calling shots.
I'm calling the shots here.
Really?
I also said I'm wearing my scrubs, so I used to, you know...
You used to be in medical sales.
I used to do a lot of stuff in the operating room, so yeah. I have a whole drawer full of scrubs. And
still.
I told Morgan that's all I'm taking to the hospital. I said I want to get in there and...
Like, walk me through this, what you're wearing. Is it a black set of scrubs?
I've got blue.
So you doing blue?
The funny thing is I actually have the scrubs from the hospital we're delivering at because that was one of my accounts.
But don't you think that's a little bit biased? If you're wearing blue, are you not hoping for a boy?
It's...
Being in the realm of, I'm assuming blue is only a boy's color.
It's a soft blue.
Mm.
It's a very gender neutral blue.
Oh, almost like a periwinkle.
But at any rate, that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about because we're in a different stage now and we won't dig into it today, but on the next coming episodes, we're really going to be talking about what are we doing right now? Because I think that's really important.
Well, maybe that's a good segue for what you're doing right now. We had alluded to the fact that you and Morgan started talking about your parenting styles. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of the game planning of when, okay, well, you remember back when we were in high school a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than a few. But when that was a thing, we would spend roughly a week getting prepared for a big tilt game mm-hmm. on the weekend versus different teams.
Correct.
And I think that's where you're at, roughly 2 months out. You're preparing for what will be the game of everything moving forward.
True.
I think we might need to take a bit of a break here.
Yeah, let's
we're going to reset, and I want to set the stage for planning.
Yeah, let's dig into that. My camera just ran out of battery.
All right.
So
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
In action. Oh, here we go.
Adam admitted that he's had a few too many ryes and bourbons this morning, and he's going to be hanging
too
out
many,
the house.
I'm telling you, that's probably going to be, that's a one, bud. For those of you that don't know me, I am a very, very cheap date.
Can you give me a refill,
yeah,
by
absolutely.
The way?
Absolutely.
Sorry, so we're back. I mean, my camera died. We're still figuring out this whole YouTube podcast thing, and Adam's going to get the... Oh, there it is. Nice.
Bit of a squeaker there.
Yeah, that was a squeaker. At any rate, he's got a little bit of alcohol in his system, and
yeah,
you haven't developed any accents yet. And we talked about that.
I was thinking about it. I was holding back.
Usually he turns into a different nationality, which is kind of fun. But at any rate, we are back. What were we talking? So we were talking about...
I really want to know what you and Morgan were talking about. I know this is a question that I brought up.
Yeah.
But parenting styles. You guys obviously, you know, went through the whole thing. She said yes to the dress. You figured out that, you know, this would be the best thing for your guys' future of, you know, putting a ring on it and making a life together, making a family together. But at this point, does everybody... talk about parenting styles prior to even all this?
I don't think so. And so what we kind of mentioned was, where are we now? So
yeah,
we're pretty much to the point where Morgan's going to start having regular appointments every other week for a little while, and then every week, just to check, you know, all the proteins in her urine and, you know, the blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. So she's just going to be going in for that.
Yeah.
But until then, at week 30, we're just kind of waiting for the baby to show up, right? So what do we do in the meantime? baby's room is done. We're prepped and ready to go there. We've got these products, like we just talked about, the Hatch. Really cool, really cool product. Go check them out, hatch.co. And, you know, we've got so many diapers from our baby shower. But we did take note from what you had brought up is talking about parenting styles. Like, hey, let's just sit down and talk a little bit about how are we going to handle things if the child is crying significantly? And what we came to the agreement on is obviously we're going to take turns. You know, if I'm working all day or she's working all day, and now we are both blessed with great jobs that give us a little bit of time off work, which is fantastic. And we have my parents down the street
mm-hmm.
to help out, but it's always going to be a team. And that was the one big concept that we kept talking about was, no matter what the situation, we're going to be a team. I don't care if I am like very, very tired, if she is very, very, very tired,
right.
I'm going to take over. Right. And I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that she can go get a little bit of rest.
Yeah.
Or if the child needs to be disciplined. Now we don't really have to get into that too much because up until, you know, you really don't have to discipline a child until age 2, 3, 4,
yeah.
you know? But at this point it's just going to be crying. How do you manage a baby that's crying and you're both just exhausted? And we just said, look, we're a team.
Yeah.
We are going to take a vow right now. And I think it's common sense, but it's also a good conversation to have. Let's take a vow right now. Look, we can take shifts. We're going to tag team this
yep.
and we're going to get through it. And I think that was a big thing. And then we also talked about drinking, because I know I brought that up on one of the episodes too. How much can I drink if I'm solo with the baby? Right now, I don't plan on having any type of drink if I'm solo with the baby.
Yeah,
this is my first baby. I know how to control myself. We talked about the jigger in the last episode of knowing.
Getting a better idea of where you're at and how much you're consuming.
Correct.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't know yet. I don't know what it's like to have a newborn.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to go there. And I told her, for the time being, if I'm solo with the baby,
right.
I will not have a drop of alcohol in my system. And that is totally fine with me.
Yeah.
100% fine. So we've just been talking a lot about those kinds of things, and we had some deep dive discussions. Are there any other topics that you want to know if we had discussed?
Discipline's kind of a funny thing. I think discipline from a parenting perspective, you can take it a few different ways. And how I'm perceiving it now is when conditioning of what you're doing from the early onset of being a parent.
Yeah.
It's when conditioning fails and your child steps out of the path you feel is best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to help them get back on the path that you feel is best.
Right.
So the beauty of what my parents were perfect at was that there were a set of guardrails going down this road that they had lined out for me, right?
Okay.
And the benefit of them doing this in the way that they did, I never felt the guardrail. They were that buffer of, you may get close to it, but they're going to help me get back to center.
Okay.
And that's where the art of being a good parent is. You're going to help them not crash.
Yeah.
So disciplining is a big thing because they're starting to veer off and you want to help them back, but you don't want to allow them to really take that brunt. But sometimes you do.
Yeah.
So I think discipline is probably the most interesting topic that I would love to dig in on of, well, what's pre-discipline? And that's where you're teaching and that's where you're showing of, man, what are your teaching styles?
Yeah.
So pre-discipline, how do you want to teach and guide and provide insight for a little one that's going to be operating from a different snapshot in time, maybe
sure.
a reference to what we previously talked about of they're going through life with a bit of different circumstances and beliefs.
Yeah.
Of like, how do you bridge a gap? How do you talk to them? How do you let them know? Like, I have been through this at a different point and I feel like I know best, but also respect their space of, they've got a different set of ideals that they're working with.
And that's a good point to bring up. So we started talking about, Morgan and I started talking about discipline, and we kind of figured, you know what? We're going to be so wrapped up in taking care of a newborn. We're not there yet. It's just, it's not in the realm. So what we kind of discussed was, how do you kind of set things up for the future for that? You know, and I think it has a lot to do with how you communicate with the baby from the second they're born. So it's like, for me, I've watched my brother and sister-in-law with my niece and nephew.
Okay.
And I take a lot from them because they're so calm in the way that they do everything. And even at a young age, there was a lot of like explaining and a lot of motion. For example, my nephew, when he wants more of something, he goes like this. He touches his, he takes his two hands.
Sign language.
It's a sign language for more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's like such a cool thing to do where you're interacting with your child in more than just talking in a baby voice to them.
Yeah.
You can actually start to teach them little signals like
that. I so don't believe in baby voice.
I'm telling you, I just was talking to my acoustic guitar in my bedroom the other day. Yeah. Like, oh,
I know, but all right, let's just take a quick sidebar on that and let me give some background. So the way your child knows you and the way you communicate, if you speak in baby voice, there is a distinct change in tone,
sure,
demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's a little bit of intent. And that whole line of communication is different in the tone of baby voice. But when baby voice goes away, child is like, where's mom and dad?
Okay.
Where's that loving voice that I've always heard? And it's like, if you speak to them how you would speak to any person.
Yeah.
And maintaining how you would want to address them as your loved kin.
Right.
That won't change. And that inflection won't have that, oh, there's a transition. Because as a child, I don't think that they can conceptualize, oh, I'm getting older and mom and dad are going to treat me differently because I'm perceived as older and different.
Yeah. So you're not...
I vote consistency. Okay. I vote for, I'm going to treat you a little bit different. You need more parenting and raising. But from a perspective of, you're just a human, you're not a dog, you're not anything that needs to be spoken to like this delicate little thing, even though that they are, I feel like there's a lot of underlying things that are there. Now, I am speaking from so little experience, but baby talk just makes me cringe. And yeah, it's cute and like a baby is cute, but...
Well,
I don't know. I don't know if I can really get on board with, at what point do you start to change it?
I get your point. And sure, we've talked about that a little bit. I already know Morgan's going to maintain the baby voice.
Yeah.
I already know it. And it's so hard not to. But we kind of dialed it back. Because I think when we started talking about this kind of stuff, we're like, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Like, that's the last thing we're going to be worried about is the tone of our voice. Because we are going to be so sleep deprived. So let's get back to basics. And this is kind of how our conversation went. I started to lead down these more analytical roads more in the future. And she's like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know. It's like, you're right. You're totally right. Because we have no...
What was the big sticking point that like went with the hands up in the air? Like, I don't know.
I think it was like that. It was like, how are we going to discipline our child? What if they act out? What if they do this? Morgan's like...
It's so situational, isn't it?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. I'm worried about like the day we get home from the hospital.
Yeah. And there's so many things that come before then.
So don't worry about that kind of stuff, because from talking to my parents and Morgan's parents and all of our friends who are new parents, they're like, honestly, it doesn't matter. Because you're going to get to a point of exhaustion where you're just going to do everything you can to survive.
Yeah, that's true. Because there's so much more to life than worrying about. And I know there's a level of integrity of how you've got to, you know, act and have demeanor. But the plan's only as good as what you can execute.
Right.
And you got to be honest with yourself of, well, how do I handle this?
Yeah.
But you look at like, how do you handle conflict within your own marriage, right?
Right.
Because it may not be the same, but it's probably goddamn going to rhyme.
Yeah.
It's going to be similar of how you guys handle things here and mm-hmm. however you get through things in your relationship is probably how you're going to be similar to get through them with a child.
And that's funny you bring that up because that reminds me of when I was talking about my brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Because any conflicts that I've ever seen with them, which is very, very few.
Right.
It kind of carries the same vibe or aura, if you want to get holistic with it, as, you know, treating with their two kids that they would treat themselves if there was any kind of conflict. But like I said, we're kind of getting too far ahead of ourselves, and that's...
You're just trying to kind of get through it.
Yeah, you wanted to know our conversation. We started off simple. We got too complicated. And then I said, Morgan and I both kind of said, all right, let's back her down a little bit. And that's too far ahead. So we talked about basic stuff. I think it's good to open that conversation.
Right.
But the next thing we stepped into was back to what we had referenced a few episodes ago with, you know, the baby could be born any day.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah.
I do not feel prepared enough to drive her to the hospital to talk to her about breathing, to like coach her and help her with pain management, uncomfortability, that kind of stuff. So I said, what can I do? And she...
You guys going to the class?
So we're not doing a class.
Okay.
But I am currently looking into a couple different sources that I can kind of reach out to or I can
source
read.
Source being a book, website.
Correct.
Another parent that's been through it, like
and exactly once I find out those things, I will certainly post them because I think that's right now that's the biggest thing. Now I know how to get to the hospital, but it's like okay, cool, you know how to get to the hospital, but in a crazy situation, let's say Morgan's water breaks in the middle of the night, am I going to be able to get our go bags in the car, and which are still not completely packed yet? Can I get our go bags in the car? Get her to the hospital and know exactly where to go. Am I dropping her off? Where am I parking? Where do I go when I park? Do I get her a wheelchair? So here's what we
came up. Do you bring your own wheelchair? How deep you want to get into it? I mean, I'm all about let's break this down. For those of you that don't know, I'm in finance and our organization loves this term called the pre-call plan.
I'm the same way.
You're breaking it down. It's like, if it goes this way, if it goes that way, what do we do? How do we pivot? What do we need to lean on? But it just comes down to how are you going to handle it? Goes back to even when we have a bit of a past together and skating with Red Bull of...
Yeah.
You understand what the lay of the land is, but until you're on track, it's just...
It's
all thoughts.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And then from there, you're coping. Yeah. And what you thought originally was going to be your route and it's not there, you adjust, modify, and move forward.
Yeah.
And that's just it. You lean on your skills from what you've built over your entire lifetime to just get through it. And I think that's where the parenting kind of takes over of you're as ready as you're going to be. And you can make adjustments the best you can and you move forward. But... from that perspective of getting ready, are you going to do a dry run?
Well, that's what we had talked about when we were out to dinner with friends last night.
I would have so much fun with this.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about. And literally, the next appointment that I go to with Morgan, which is coming up in like a week or two,
okay,
we're going to treat it as a dry run. I'm literally going to wake up, throw the bags in the car, and we're going to drive to the hospital and I'm going to take her where she needs to go. Even though her appointment isn't actually at, we're not going to where you would deliver a baby, but we're going to treat it as that. Because you know what? If I'm going to be the best dad, the best husband that I can be,
right?
I want to be able to get her there without her having to think about it. Now she drives there every day. She works at the hospital.
Yeah.
She works on this floor. She knows what she's doing. I do not want her to have to think about a thing. I want her to be able to listen to my voice and listen to the playlist, which is another cool thing that we did. We started a Spotify playlist.
Love that. Love that so much.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So that's another cool thing you can do to prep. And that's what I brought up to her. Okay. We talked a little bit about parenting styles, but we kind of figured you know what? We kind of know what we're going to do when the baby's not sleeping enough. And that's really what we're going to have to deal with for the starting. So now my position as an upcoming dad and the best damn husband and dad I can be is preparing her to actually deliver the baby. And that means getting her there comfortably and on a less complicated scale and making sure that she's comfortable in the room.
Yeah.
So it's music. It's dry runs to the hospital. It's knowing if something does go wrong, who do I even call? Do I call 911? Can I call to the floor? You know, I mean, hey.
Question. To the point of if you guys are like, you're stuck in construction.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't get through. Let's say labor is somehow, you know, less than an hour.
Yeah. And here's what I did. Now, we live in the day of modern technology.
You can see where construction's going on.
You can, but I took a step ahead.
Ooh.
I printed out, and this takes us back, MapQuest.
Wow.
When
was the last time you printed a MapQuest? Because I'm fairly certain mine was like when I was 16, 17 years old.
Here's a confession. I don't know if it's actually MapQuest. It might be Google Maps.
Could be. Is MapQuest still a thing?
I don't know. But regardless, I printed out 3 different routes to the hospital.
Okay.
They're sitting in my glove box right now.
That's good.
And I also printed out an extra copy and put them in her car.
Mm.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm just trying to be as
Phone's
prepared.
Dead.
Yeah.
We have
chargers in both cars.
Yeah.
Phone chargers.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. These are all the things we're doing right now to best prepare
Plan
ourselves.
For the worst, hope for the best.
Right. I think it's better to be over prepared than under prepared in this type of situation.
I want to kick off one of these dry runs. Middle of the night, 2 a.m. I'm coming over here banging on the window, kazoo in mouth. Just
kazoo.
Let's go, baby's on the way. Let's go. What do you do? Oh no, the bag's not where you left it. Where is it?
Oh my god.
Car's out of gas.
That'd be my nightmare. Oh. Is Adam showing up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I've got one of those
kazoo.
Red lights that goes on top of a car on my head. What's that, Lord. Sergeant Payne?
I don't know.
You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, we gotta get it. It's gonna be, there should be at least one.
Oh, Lord.
But would you hire a driver?
No, I trust myself.
You guys are also in the realm of you don't want people knowing of when this is all going down.
No, and that's another part of the preparation is this is between us, and we kind of talked about this with Morgan's folks at our baby shower was, you know, do we want them in the room? Do we want them at the hospital?
Are you hiring a photographer?
Nope.
Okay.
No. We're getting maternity photos this coming week.
Nice.
Which is...
Okay, that's fun.
Whatever.
That's a normal thing, right?
I guess so.
Maternity photos being a photo shoot of mom?
Of mom and me with her pregnant belly.
Okay.
Whatever. It's fine.
It's a thing, I think, that's kind of come up over time. You a little uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as the... Again, we're talking about the prep. What am I doing now?
Yeah.
It's setting that expectation for my parents and her parents. Look, I'm gonna keep communication lines open.
Right.
I'm gonna let you know when we get to the hospital.
Yeah.
Hey, FYI, Morgan and I are at the hospital. Her water broke. This happened. We're getting ready for baby time. And I preface that with, I will keep you in the loop. All I want you to know while we're at the hospital is Morgan happy and healthy? Is the baby happy and healthy?
Yeah.
Because we're not revealing gender. We're not really revealing names.
Mm.
Which they don't care for, but I love it. So Morgan and I are going to have this experience together.
It's not their thing.
No, this is going to be...
They did that once.
This
remember?
Is going to be a complete bonding experience between Morgan and I.
100%.
And I love that. And then here's another cool part. So we can FaceTime them from the hospital, assuming everything goes well.
Yeah.
If things go awry, I'm going to keep them in the loop. There's no question about that.
So if they go well, it's going to be a bourbon?
Yes. Yeah. So
are you suggesting rye are bad?
No. No. What I'm saying is
it's okay. I'm warming up the dad jokes.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. If things don't go well, something throughout the process happens, I'm going to invite them to the hospital. And we're gonna go down that path, right?
Hey.
But if things go well and things are going great, they're going to meet the baby. Know what the baby's name is and the baby's gender is when we get home from the hospital.
Mm.
And this is a controversial thing within our family because they're like, seriously, like you're going to make us wait. I want to be at the hospital waiting. And I'm
like,
I
feel like that's a little imposing. I make a weird face because it's like, you're setting a boundary. And this is kind of big with me. You're setting a boundary. It's like, hey, this is what we're doing. I'm letting you know to give you a forewarning. And then they come back of like, are you serious? And there's probably not that much attitude with it. But in my head, I'm like,
yeah,
any question of like, this is my wishes. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Courtesy out of love for you. And it comes back with anything but like, I'm on board.
Well, you know, they both said they're on board, but it didn't go down without a little discussion. And I get it.
How do you feel about that?
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah,
but
I would too.
I want this to be, I'm a very personable guy. Like when the baby comes, I don't even want my phone in the same room as me. It's going to be me, Morgan, and the baby.
That's the moments you guys and have to savor.
Exactly. And I want that to be as special as possible. So then when the time comes, I actually think it's going to be more special because we're still in COVID restriction, by the way. I can't
from the hospital standpoint.
Right. I can't have my parents come up and her parents come up at the same time.
Yeah, right.
So I would rather they meet the baby, see the baby, know the baby's gender and the baby's name in person all at the same time. I just think that'll be such a special moment. And they see that.
Totally.
I think it's just the anticipation of like, oh man, we have to like wait even longer. But I'm like, look.
What's the difference between the 19th and the 20th?
Exactly. Yeah. So they're, I mean, look.
I guess you're starving them a little bit by not giving a gender earlier.
But you know what? I told them, I said, all I care about is that we have a happy, healthy baby and Morgan stays healthy.
Whether it's a boy or girl, I don't know.
As happy as possible.
Yeah. Hey, she's doing the work, man.
Yeah, exactly. So these are, look, we're talking about what we're doing currently, what we're doing right now as parents. That's what we're doing. We finished the baby's room. I've got maps printed out to the hospital, 3 different routes.
Okay.
Both of our cars. Go bags are almost packed.
Okay.
Which is a bag for her, a bag for us. We got a little bit of time. I went to Target this week actually and bought a bunch of stuff to pack our bags.
Toothbrushes. What's a couple of things you picked up?
Toothbrushes, soap. Yeah. You know, I packed a couple extra pairs of clothes.
Are you, I was going to say you plan to stay there a couple of days if need be.
You plan to stay there a couple of days.
Okay.
If things go awry, you could be there for 3 to 4 days.
Right.
If things go well, you could only be there for 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours is like the average, right?
Okay.
So you kind of pack for like a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I see it. And then we have the parenting discussions, which we ended up dialing back, which I would suggest not getting too far ahead of yourselves.
Because you really don't know until you're into it.
100%. And then set those expectations with whoever's going to be involved. It may not be your parents or the in-laws or whoever, but whoever's going to be involved in that process, who wants to know what's going on, set those expectations.
I think that's probably the best way to do it, of being upfront with the communication.
Yeah. And I you know what? That stuff makes me super prepared. Before we leave, because we got to jump off here, I also just re-registered for a CPR class. Now, I have to do this for hockey coaching.
Okay.
But I only have to do it for teens through adults.
Yeah. Infants?
I added the infant section.
Okay.
I would highly recommend taking that course, too.
Oh.
Taking the CPR infant course. What happens if that child ages 0 through, you know,
5.
12 to 15 months starts choking or whatever age, I think that's a good thing to register for.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about baby prep? Let's talk about these kinds of things that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Add in that CPR course. And you know what? Just lean on those who are near you, who you can communicate with.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be great.
CPR course is great. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? I want a quick 30-second take. We've been talking of some heavy stuff of preparation.
We've got like a minute.
What are you most excited about for being a dad?
It doesn't have
to be first couple of days. Let's say first 12 months.
I told Morgan this. I'm most excited for the moment when I'm home with the baby alone.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to the baby, playing guitar for the baby, which I've actually started learning some
some like different songs.
Different songs to play for the baby.
Yeah.
But like, I'm here having those moments with the baby, and I'm telling the baby, like, you know, mommy's coming home from work, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. I just, the anticipation of her knowing how my day went with the baby. She gets home from work or from wherever she's been.
Yeah.
And it, that's just been like a moment that I cannot wait for.
Right.
Like it gets me teary eyed thinking about it, because like I'm just so excited for like us to be like the three of us, you know, as opposed to just Morgan and I, which yeah. look, Morgan, you're great. I love you. But I cannot wait to add.
Yeah.
I can't absolutely. Wait to add a teammate, and I can't wait for that moment where I can be like, oh, mommy's coming home. Like,
yeah.
Not that the baby comprehends that, but it's just gonna be such a cool moment. That's what I'm most excited for.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. So, love it. Appreciate everybody listening in.
Yeah.
It's been a great Sunday.
Yeah, man. We've covered a lot. Again, to rehash, we started talking about the Hatch.
Yeah.
Which is this really cool product, Hatch.co. Go
such
check them out.
It's a great ambiance, and I think that's important for a little one.
It really does. You heard yeah. some of the sounds and all that stuff. So go check them out. Also, if you're not watching on YouTube, we would really love if you would jump over to our YouTube channel.
Search by Bottles & Bottles.
That's right. And then our Instagram is bottles.n.bottles. Jump on there. Give us a follow. Interact with us, because we want to know what other people out there are thinking.
Yep.
And maybe there's something that a product that we can review together, which we have a lot of products.
It would prompt some good conversation. We want to hear about what everybody is kind of interested in.
Right.
But looking forward to connecting with you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, whoops.
Whoa, guy. and we will catch you guys in the next one. As always, bottles up.